There you go. What's up, buddy?
Here we are.
Hey, cheers. What's going on, dude? Cheers.
Man, had to get some beer. I was over here drinking tequila. Had to give me a beer.
Fuck yeah. What kind did you get?
Voodoo Ranger. Mm. I'm a very big Voodoo guy.
Yeah.
IPA. Love it.
They are great. We have a specific sponsor, not to knock Voodoo, but we're sponsored by Hurricane, High Gravity. It's one of the best beers you can get on the market. Okay. So everybody knows. But also Hurricane is not in the same category as Voodoo Ranger, so that's cool. Voodoo Ranger is an IPA and Hurricane's a malt liquor.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes. I didn't upgrade it a little bit for malt liquor.
Yeah. Dude. That's fine. Most people fucking do. Let's do this thing. I wanted to say, first of all, that we have a new guest here. Normally it's either me or Dick or me and somebody else, but yes. We met at a bar that I go to all the time, just let the people know. Yes. Local here in Canyon Lake and Pepe's and we decided we should do a podcast, man.
Yeah. So
I wanted to start off by just introducing you and having you maybe just kind of take the wheels a little bit on that part and just like let us know like what's your deal,
what my MO is.
Just a little bit.
Alfonso Mosby. Yeah. I think our conversation, or we started communicating because overheard you say, let's do a podcast with somebody. And I was like, oh, you do a podcast? Because I have one myself. So I'm a contractor Monday through Friday. And then Fridays and Saturday evenings, I'm a security guard over at a couple of bars in the, Temecula, Canyon Lake area. And I was very admired by, you just set it up real quick. You did your podcast right there and you even had me in it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
my,
the live one.
Yeah, so my podcast is Session with Mr. Mosby, and it's more of like what you do. You get on here, have a good time, tell who you are, tell where you're from, and tell where you're going.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just get on somebody else's podcast and then communicate with them on, I admire what you're doing. I want to do the exact same thing. Let's network. Let's work together. So that's how our conversation sparked and our relationship started. When I saw you again at the bar, I think last Sunday, me and my girl were there. It just, the conversation started again. So that's who I am. Alfonso Mosby, Mr. Mosby. Yeah. Session Mr. Mosby.
Yeah. We'll put a link on the final video right here so people can see it. And it'll also be in the description. But that's cool. Yeah, man, because I actually watched a couple of your videos and I was like, okay, they're talking about some real shit, over here. And most of the time on my stuff, it's ridiculousness. But I mean, like, I want to touch on some things too, though. And I had sent you some ideas that I wanted to talk about. And one of the things that I was talking about to you before, because the first time you hit me up, to be honest, I was like, man, I don't know if this is going to be a good podcast, because I mean, like, this guy's serious, and my show's called My Butthole Stinks, and like, man, this guy's talking about some real deal shit. And I was like, maybe it'll be boring. Maybe people will be bored. Maybe people that tune into my podcast that are like used to seeing, hey, the people farting in mics and like, how much vomit does it take to fill up a trash can and all this bullshit? We'll be like, nah, we don't want to hear some serious shit. But also, I had talked to you the last time about this idea, and I don't know if we specifically mentioned Andrew Tate, but this idea of masculinity, which I find fascinating, and I wanted to talk to you about it because you have a specific take, and I wanted to hear, I wanted you to talk to about it, talk on about it. Andrew Tate, obviously, he's accused of sex trafficking. So he is an individual who is has a lot of views on YouTube, a lot of views on TikTok, speaking about male dominance and the fact that, you know, basically one of his big things is, I pay for everything. You should clean the house. I pay for everything. You should make sure that my laundry's done. If you don't have to do work and you're just hanging around the house all day, everything should be done for me if that's your case.
Yeah. And I think like 7 days clean of Andrew Tate and Kevin Samuels. Yeah. Long story short, and then when you shot me those topics and everything, I had to sit here and realize that those are great men, good men, for whatever message that they're trying to give off. But just some key points that, like, having 7 days, six and a half on the first day of not being on social media, my girl goes, you sent me like 4 or 5 videos of Andrew Tate, Kevin Samuels. How in the hell are you trying to get away from all this? And you find another avenue to see these men or find it. So not to downsize Andrew Tate or, you know, Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
They're great guys.
Yeah.
I just think that they are great manipulators.
Yeah.
As in they manipulate the men and the women on thinking, like you just said, I'm the breadwinner, you're the woman, you know, you should be cooking, cleaning, et cetera, et cetera. And I think what you had shot to me on the text message was saying something about, like, the male chauvinist.
Yeah, that's the definition of, male chauvinism is the fact that there's the prejudice against women.
Yes.
And there's a belief that men are superior in ability and intelligence.
Well, in a way, you know, it's a man's world, but you can't discredit what a woman can bring to this world or even to the table. And I think just within a few days of being off of that, that's what's made me understand the difference of a man that's trying to motivate people to do what they feel they should do in life and also be, a good supporter to their spouse or their loved ones. Yeah. But don't get to the point where you just at the point of just listening to him and believing what he says. They have great, what's the word I'm looking for? Facts that they're speaking on. Mm. You know, there is a big thing between facts and feelings or facts and emotions. Yeah. But when it comes to, the conversation could go on and on and on, but that's where, you know, you have those agree to disagree. You're going to have a lot of men that, go off of facts instead of emotions.
Right.
And then you can also get the exact same thing with women. You can get a lot of women that go off of facts instead of emotions, but that does not discredit or say a man is more superior than a woman. Cause I cry too. I was just telling somebody last night, I wear my heart on my sleeve because if I feel like I've been in a moment where I have allowed the situation at hand to control me. And that was my emotions.
Right.
But I've had to learn how to know what the situation is at hand and know who I am as a person and can't let that, those feelings get to me anymore. So like I said, they do come with great facts and information for men to go off of, but you should just take bits and pieces from it. It's like somebody once told me, let it be a grain of salt that you build to your mountain, you know?
Right.
So like I said, they're not bad men. I just think they're saying some great talk. They're pinpointing a lot of great things about men and women. And I don't disagree with what they're saying, but I can't entirely like just jump on the Andrew Tate train anymore, you know?
Sure. But is that because of the whole accusations or because just of his actual beliefs?
Well, accusations with me as a person, I'm not going to allow some accusations, you know, of rape or
Sex trafficking is what he's
sex doing. Trafficking
yeah.
to cloud my ability of who I feel you are as a person.
Right.
So,
because yeah, he made some good points, but like, in my opinion, but like,
yes.
also some of the points I didn't agree with.
Yeah. But there's a lot of things that I feel get looked over, like the sex trafficking and the whole, all these charges, because they needed him to put out his message.
Right, right.
They needed an Andrew Tate to be put into society and to be as informational as he has been, because our youth is very influential. The person that told me about it, are the first few people that I heard say Andrew Tate were 19, 20 year olds, 21 right. year olds,
right?
The up and coming, you know, yeah. we're 30, 40 year old men. We're yeah. on that. We're on the downslope. We're on the out. Yeah. So for him to hit those 18, 19, 20 year olds that are about to be the next generation of what society is about to be,
and more influential,
he did what they needed him to do.
More easily swayed too.
Exactly. Yeah. The government allowed it, I feel. And then now that he said too much, they're trying to, that makes any sense. Yeah, now control now him.
It's almost like those charges are kind of like a rebuttal to like kind of taper him down.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, exactly.
But also, but Kevin Samuels passed away. He was a great man. He passed away recently, but like Kevin Samuels, I think he's less, I wouldn't say that, first of all, Andrew Tate's full-on misogynist, but Andrew Tate's definitely less, I mean, Kevin Samuels is definitely less a misogynist, because he was just talking about facts to me. He was talking about real shit, like real shit. Like, if you're talking about like a woman that's like 400 pounds and she wants to fucking have a hot man boyfriend, and he would tell her, no, bitch, you're not going to get that type of man because you're not that type of woman.
Yeah.
And they would be upset. Like, well, maybe some hot guys like big women, and be like, no, you're not going to get, you know, you heard them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, and, you know, it's facts. And they would be upset, and they'd be like, bitch, this is real shit. Like,
yeah,
we're all visual. And I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
And I know what I can get. I know what I can, I can take down. And I know sometimes I'm surprised. And I'm like, well, man, this is too suspicious. It's crazy. I can't believe. I do think that sometimes. Like, I'm like, fuck. But, well, like, you know what? It's nuts. It's, and women and men are different, because women will give all kinds of fucking caveats and all kinds of, he makes me laugh, though. He's got money, though. He's got a nice car, though. He's successful. He's the head of his industry.
Yeah.
He's charming. And men don't do those same caveats, unfortunately.
Men are more of the lusters, you know.
Yes.
You get to see the woman's the woman's physique, the breasts, the ass, the legs, the hips. Yep. And then me as a person, I hate to say it, but they have standards. Kevin Samuels, he's a man that has standards.
Absolutely.
So, honestly, I was informed. I was given wrong information about Kevin Samuels. Somebody said that his girlfriend, like, cut his throat or whatever.
No,
the man had a heart attack.
They were having sex, apparently.
Yes.
Apparently.
So
I wasn't there, so you know what I mean.
I know. So I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
55 or however young the man was, he had a heart attack. Like, or I don't know what it was. They didn't say the details in the article that I was reading.
Right.
My girl was like, just read into it a little more. I like I said, I don't discredit these men. They're great motivators for certain men that need to move in. Like I was telling a bartender last night.
Yeah.
I respect you because you are you. You don't come into this motherfucking being. You probably are familiar with who he is. I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to say his initial B. And he's a gay man. Sure. He walks around in who he is. Right. And he has told me he has received comments. Mm-hmm. If you have those comments come at you and you feel like, because I'm a security guard there, and you feel like you're not comfortable in your work surrounding, let me know.
Oh, but like harassing comments?
Well, obviously, you know how you get Canyon Lake, where you get these men that aren't so open.
Oh, you're talking about the swinger culture.
Not that, but the masculine men. They're not so open.
Oh, you're talking
about
negative comments.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like trying to hit on.
Of course, he's probably going to get hit on.
But those aren't complainables.
What I'm saying as a person or as a man, like how I am, if you're going to stand for something and you have standards, have your standards.
Yeah.
You know, don't be teetering the fence. Don't be know what you want and go get it. And then be who you are in this world. You know, I've had a lot of, like I was telling him last night, I've had a lot of men say I'm a good looking man. I do not discredit that. Thank you. Sure. I appreciate it. It's not going to make me go, oh, am I gay? Or I feel high about that, because now I have women that think that I look good, and men say I look good. So I don't take it as a
lucky
negative
you.
Thing.
That's special. Good for you, huh? I don't but have that
all
shit,
in all,
but okay,
all in all,
whatever.
What I was getting at with the Kevin Samuels thing is
that. I don't have
that,
but whatever.
Hey, you are a good-looking man. I saw some...
Oh,
hey,
thank you.
I don't even want to say your name on her, but fist, whatever. I saw, I'm like, damn, in a suit? And you were like, you didn't watch any of my videos. Yeah, I did. I watched some of them. And like you said, when we first started talking about it, I was like, this guy can't be doing podcasting. And then he does. He has... You're a great director, what I've seen, a great producer. What was the buddy that other guy that was a drinker and shit, and he had the first incident where with a girl, they smash him over his head, take all his cash.
Alki. Yeah.
Yes, Alki.
Short film, yeah.
You're great at all these things.
Thank you.
And that's what makes you look good.
That's available on my YouTube channel, by the way, right now.
Hey, what is it called? Butthole Steaks? I was trying to have a fart ready for you when we started this shit, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I like the intro. I like it. I like it. No, so, not to get too off topic if I did.
Please. No, you're good. You're good. You know. Like, you know you're at. We'll go back to the original thing was about the... the fact that, and like, can I interrupt real quick, actually? Because I want to say this real fast. I want to say this. I want to say that I don't generalize anything. So I hate to say that all women are dumber than all men. That's almost as bad as saying this race is dumber than this race, or this social class is dumber than this social class.
Like this black is blacker than this black.
This city is dumber than this city. It's the same thing.
Because
you can't generalize that. I've met women that are brilliant.
Yes.
And I've met men that are dumb as rocks.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Well, okay. Let's put it like this.
Yeah.
And I'm a big like Marvels, X-Men. I'm big into comics.
Since I was a kid, I collected
books. Wonder Woman. Put it like that. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Put it like that. The movie that came out in 2017. Like, what is this woman doing in here? How does she know how to read or understand two languages?
Yeah.
You're a man.
Yeah.
Like, we created this world. Yes, yes, you do get at times where, you know, like, and let's go even back to the Andrew Tate shit. You're not going to get women that are going to want to be, we're not going to put women on the battle line. We're not. Even if we go into another war, and that's another topic that we have coming up. Right. Even if we do go into war with any other country, we're not going to put our strongest fucking mentally strong women on the line.
No.
Because we're going to want them to be back here nurturing and preparing for whatever we have here in America. But according to Wonder Woman, it gives the whole standard of you can have this strong woman. And she's not even white. I think she's like... Armenian or something. The actual actress. She's a beautiful woman. Israel, yes.
She's Jewish.
Beautiful woman. My apology. Go ahead. But you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, in the Wonder Woman, you do have these strong, brilliant women in this world. They're just not highly respected because it's a man's world.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, that's 100%. And the thing is, the whole thing about that is, like, you can't have just somebody say, you know, these women, I think the Andrew Tate's women are the ones he gets are probably young, probably not that educated, probably not that smart, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I don't want to say that beautiful women are less intelligent, but the fact is that if you're beautiful and you're gorgeous from the day you're born, nobody challenges you as much.
Yeah,
it's just a fact. You don't have to go, you don't have to show up in class. It's not crazy for the teacher to go, you know what, April, you're okay, you're good. You know what I mean? Like, you're saying what you're saying?
It's Dave a thing Chappelle I've made seen the joke.
Happen, and it's a like, thing.
It, like, Dave Chappelle made the joke, like, Oprah.
Yeah.
That's an open, closed subject right there. Oprah, the richest, smartest woman, I feel, black woman.
Sure.
In America.
Sure.
Oprah is very intelligent. Yeah. She's not so good looking, but she's very intelligent.
Yeah.
And wealthy too.
Yeah. But she had to pull that shit out of her ass though.
I mean, yeah, she started as a journalist, and she stood show in for Chicago what she stood for
years.
Yeah,
and she was a big black woman on that channel.
Yeah,
and she had good topics, she had good interviews.
Yes,
and she just grew in popularity, and that's how she made herself. Yeah. But that took intelligence.
Did that make sense on why I said her name? You can get a woman that isn't attractive. Well, her money makes her attractive, but, and like I said, Dave Chappelle made that joke where.
But when they start, though.
Yeah.
They're not attractive because they have no money when they start.
Yeah, they don't, but.
You're talking about the Dave Chappelle joke where he's talking about, like, he wants to be her boyfriend.
Yeah, and like, she goes, hey, Dave, I'm pregnant, you know.
Yeah. And he's he like, goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm rich.
Anyway. You know, his friends are like, I don't care. I'm going to protect her to the end, you know, because, But so, not to get too far off topic, do you feel like since this is a man's world, I think they even had like a movie discussion about it where Chris Rock played the stay-at-home dad. How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's totally cool with me, like, fuck. But I mean, like, I don't classify it by, like, is it the man or the woman that's got to stay at home or want to stay at home? If the individual who's a stay-at-home person has passion for something else, they should explore it. But I think the thing that's a lot more common is for a woman to feel fulfilled with the act of raising children, and being a good mom. It's just a thing that's real. And for us to deny that is not real. It's not reality. There is the thing that they feel more fulfilled. A lot of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
Feel more fulfilled by I'm here for my child. I'm always here for them. I'm whenever they need something, I'm there. And I clean the house and I make breakfast and I make lunch and I make dinner. And this is my life and I love it. And it's not, I don't like the fact that people knock that. Anybody, I'm not saying men or women, people knock that. That's like, she's less than because she loves that. I don't think that's cool. That's cool. I think that's what you love. That's what you love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
not some women build some great things out of just being a stay at home mom.
For sure.
You get these women that do these at home YouTube channels for the cooking, you know, they're actually being teachers to other newborn, first starters, moms, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's pros and cons. I'm not going to, you know, and all I tell to those women that decide, like, you know, leaving their career or even, you know, young women that are having kids and their man goes into the military, do not fuck off. Do not fuck off. Find out what you're great at besides being a mother. No offense. It's one job, you know, and do it. Really find out what you're good at and do it.
Do you think it's not enough to have that one job? One being a mother, I mean.
you put me on the spotlight because
I'm just asking.
I feel it's not enough because you do. I work two jobs. Sometimes I work three or four jobs.
And that's not a society, wrong answer. I'm not saying it's a wrong answer. I just want to explore
it. Well, we're in a society where both people in this household that have kids need to, you know, whether it's man, woman, man and woman that are raising kids, you need, it takes, like they said, it takes a village to raise a child. And it means as in the mom, the dad, the aunts, the uncles, the grandmas, you know, and it takes everybody to help this couple raise these children. And I feel that both people in the relationship need to have some type of hustle or some type of money making ability.
What if money's not an issue?
Yeah. And if it's not an issue, enjoy it.
She doesn't need to have any other side hustle.
Enjoy doing you.
So it's not a fulfillment issue. It's a money issue.
It's a fulfillment because even if money isn't an issue, you get these women that will stay at home and be bored and
well, what if they're not bored?
They always bored.
You think so? You think they're always looking around like at
the women? Women are the excitement we need in this world. You know,
what's their excitement?
My point. Like shopping, spending money. If money's not an option, you know, shopping, spending money, trying to do like a Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Try to accomplish something more. She's building her mind into, I want to be a lawyer. Now I want to you started off being Paris Hilton's like assistant. now you're one of the most talked about women in the world and are find a new man to have a relationship with. That so that's, you know, if you're bored, you find something that you've never done before, or you travel, which if you are a woman and you have that amount of money, you've traveled, so you just leech onto somebody else, I guess.
Yeah.
if you have enough money. But if you don't, if you don't figure out what you're good at and do it.
Yeah. It's just odd that and I don't know a lot of examples, but if you're a man that's hooked up with a successful woman, nobody asks what you're doing.
Yeah.
Nobody asks what your side hustle is.
But
because your whole job is delivering that fat D.
Yeah.
And that's it. And everybody knows that.
So quick question. Have you ever heard of the word latchkey?
Yeah, that's when I used to go home and I didn't have a...
Bingo.
For some reason, my...
So me and you were raised in that... My apologies to cut you off. Me and you were raised in that era where we were like latchkey kids.
Yeah.
We had to get home from school, do our homework or whatever. I had an older brother. Oh, I have an older brother that was responsible for me. And then vice versa. I have a little brother that I was responsible for him, but both the parents worked, brought in, if it wasn't, you know, pops pulled in more or moms pulled in more, they both worked to provide for the household, which I thank God I was blessed. I was very fortunate as a young, even as a black man, I'm very fortunate and blessed, but we were raised in suburban neighborhoods.
Right.
And both my parents worked to bring home the income so we could stay in that area. But we were latchkey kids. We got home from school.
You're right, dude. You sneeze hard right there.
Yeah. I'm good.
You look a little different. What happened?
Man, I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know.
What were you saying?
We were trying to just go over the topics that we had kind of like
talked about.
Yeah,
what we had texted about.
Yeah,
and we briefly went over the Andrew Tate stuff.
We did. I think we covered it pretty good, but I mean,
yeah. So did you see? Did you see? So you're a very political guy. And then we were going to get into the Chinese spy balloon thing. What is your opinion about that?
I'm of the opinion of what does that little balloon get that satellites don't? Because there's a dozen Chinese satellites over our fucking all our shit right now.
Well,
what does that balloon get? And also, why did they go in like the middle of fucking buttfuck nowhere? I think they were in Montana or something like that. What are they?
Oh, shit.
They want intelligence on our cows or fucking.
Well, you know how these shit. My bad.
You know how these people are. Well, I shouldn't say these people are, but the.
You know how these Chinese cocksuckers are. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, not even that. Just the government. The government and
politicians.
And we have fucking. What was it? What is it? Putin. Air 50. Was it? See, look, it's glitching on us. What is it? Area 51 or whatever. It's like in Nevada or something, or New Mexico.
It's in New Mexico.
I feel like a lot of our underground government shit is in like the Midwest areas.
They're all shady as fuck. But yeah. Like maybe there is something in Montana. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe. So basically, that's what I'm saying. So let's get down to the point where they shot it down at. They waited to where it got all the way to South Carolina to shoot it down. Yeah. And I spoke to somebody else about it, and they were like, they shot it down near water. It wouldn't have hurt anybody or whatever. I'm like, okay, he makes sense. And you know, you think about why Biden waited that long to shoot it down. Yeah. You know,
maybe
so
he's trying not to piss people off. Maybe he's. I'm sure he's got friends over there.
Well, that part, but he also didn't want to be like, it wasn't that big of a disaster where if people that probably listen to us or know what we're talking about that or listen to you or either me.
Yeah.
I asked this girl that I'm talking to. I said, do you know about the Chinese balloon? She was looking dumbfounded. Honestly,
what are you talking about?
I want a woman. And that's what gets back to me. And with women, I want to have a woman that I can speak these current events, relevant topics.
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s. I'm not talking about what Becky did on her fucking Instagram, what she did, what her and her kids are doing. Like,
yeah.
That's not me anymore. I started reading and all this other shit. So when you started sending me stuff, even about the 16-year-old girl that was jet skiing in Australia, I think
crazy story.
jumped in and was she attacked by the dolphins or was she attacked by sharks? Dude.
Because in Australia, the rivers, they call them rivers, but they're basically offshoots of the ocean.
Okay.
So they come inland so deep because, you know, just the way the land is laid out. So sharks go in the rivers.
Okay. Makes
because
sense.
Because, you know, it's all connected, but it's,
yeah,
it cuts
like peninsulas
deep.
And shit,
yeah.
But still whatever's there is whatever's there.
Yeah. And so, but people go like, oh, it's a river, and they just go kayak and they what do they call when they stand surf? I don't know what it's called, but like,
what is it?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
surfing.
Wind
surfing. I think it's called
bodyboarding or whatever.
Wind surfing. I don't know. Yeah. So she's just like, I'm gonna fucking. There's dolphins. She saw a bunch of dolphins swimming fast, like five of them.
Yes.
And she's like, I want to swim with them, and she jumped, and they were running from shark.
Yes.
A shark. And that shark was like, oh, pink meat, and just fucking chomped her, dude.
Well,
chomped her hard.
My question is why would you get off that? Why would you get off that? You were on a jet ski.
She must have thought it was safe.
Paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding, yeah.
Paddleboarding. It slipped my mind for the longest.
They're there doing that shit, too, in that water. And then, like, there's sharks, man. And like,
yeah.
I don't fuck with ocean.
Well, the crazy thing about it is like I grew up out there and I didn't grow up, but when we first got the opportunity, I remember the first opportunity to see ocean, it was in San Diego. And you know, a lot of sharks hit the coast of San Diego.
For sure.
So I met this chick about 2 or 3 years ago and she was like, let's go paddleboarding. Yeah. And it was like somewhere in like Huntington Beach.
Yeah,
I had these expensive I'm not trying to like whatever they call like flash whatever. I had these expensive glasses on.
Right.
Like sunglasses on, and they fall in, and I catch them the first time.
Oh no! Did you have a neck on thing on?
I didn't.
Oh shit!
So they fall in, and I was just like, "Oh shit! They got, I got them." So, but we're already mid, like damn near, like up to like whatever it is, and they do it again. And I'm just like, I jump in, but I'm so fucking scared, dude, in the water. When I can't see at the bottom, if it's not a pool, I'm scared.
Can't touch the bottom. I'm scared. Yeah.
I even talking about water back in like the Colorado River, which is like filling up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've heard about topics about that. Colorado River is full. And
that's good. We need rain.
Yeah, and that rain these past couple of, you know, the last month did us some justice, you know, and but yeah, I grew up over there around the Colorado River for a minute.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, Blythe, I like Blythe, that California, area. And it's amazing little town. But as soon as you, my dad did work out there, so I had the opportunity to grow up out there for a minute. But as soon as I got the chance to get the hell up out of there, I left.
It's a lot of cowboy types, huh?
I wouldn't say that. It's just lost people out there. Just if you're, the closest town is Phoenix, Arizona, or like Arizona, you know. But it's people. I've talked to people recently, and they're like, "I just know I go out there for the river, and I come back." Yeah. But these guys are like, they go out there on the pontoon boats and shit and all that.
I actually grew up in Huntington Beach.
Nice.
And I was like, I used to go in the water all the time, dude. Like every day. Like we would go twice a week to the beach. You know what I mean? Easy.
Yeah.
And then I read, I started listening to, I like Jacques Cousteau a lot, oceanographer.
Yes.
And
that you just mentioned him too.
He was making a lot of documentaries about oceans and stuff. They showed it in class one day. They showed it in school one day. And then I was like, well, who's this guy? I got to watch more of his stuff.
Yeah,
and it wasn't, there's no internet, so I had to like go to the Blockbuster or the local video store and find the tapes of ocean stuff.
Yeah,
but then in one of them he said, somebody asked him like how often do you go to the beach, and he goes, I've studied the ocean my whole life. He goes, I wouldn't stick my big toe in that water.
Damn.
Because of the trash and fecal matter content.
Yeah,
in the water that there, he goes, I wouldn't stick my big toe in that water.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, dude, that's like such a diss on how we treat our oceans and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, like, you've seen that text, but
yeah.
Have you heard of that guy? No. Bruce Halsing?
I haven't heard of him. I mean, it doesn't mean I haven't seen anything that's like related, because.
But you had just mentioned Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah.
And I just sent you a story of a gentleman I just actually met.
This YouTube link.
Yes. Yeah. That's this gentleman that was just at my house. That's that's Bruce Holstein's son. That was just at my house. And he was telling me Jacques Cousteau was at this facility of theirs where he was raised damn near, like right down the street from my house.
Really?
Crazy. I was like, what?
He's huge.
He said,
he's like,
I want to, like, cause he was like, I feel your spirit. You have a good spirit.
Yeah.
I'm on the show. He's like, I've had a couple of people ask me to be on podcasts and do more of like new stuff, but I'm going to get on yours. I was like, okay.
That's
just what happened.
That's cool. Hey, let's take this moment to do a break. I usually put ads in here, but also I got to run and grab another beer. So let's do a pause and then I'll be back right back.
Sounds cool. Good.
All right,
sir.
This podcast is sponsored by LD Cigarettes, the long dick cigarettes. Buy LD Cigarettes for that cool finish and satisfying taste that we all crave. LD, the long dick cigarettes. Buy them today.
Steel Reserve Malt Liquor. High Gravity Lager. What do you 8.1%. Steel Reserve. High Gravity Steel Reserve. Try it out.
Oh, this podcast is also sponsored by Adelita's Bar down in Tijuana, Mexico. Adelita's in Tijuana, one of my favorite spots in the whole world, sponsored this podcast. We're very happy to have them as a sponsor. If you're down in Tijuana and you want to have a nice time, hang out at Adelita's Bar and Grill. Actually, I don't know if they grill anything. Maybe they don't make any food, but I know what they do serve. Pussy. And it's top notch and it's always delicious. They have a wide variety of pussy available for you to choose from. Adelita's down in Tijuana, Mexico, sponsor of the My Butt Hosting Too Far to Podcast. Every time you're down in Mexico and you're near Tijuana, go by Adelita's Bar and maybe grill fry ball.
I don't think he understands that it's still recording. I don't need a beer break. I got my beer sitting right here next to me. I even got some alcohol sitting right here next to me because, yeah, it's been a tough day. A long, fast week. Y'all be like, I don't know. I should fart on this motherfucker real quick.
I'm joking. Roll up something so I can smoke when he comes back.
Is that a flashlight?
But that shit was probably still recording.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, you're going to enjoy it. I was just bullshitting, roll up a joint and shit. And
oh, I could cut it out if you want, but I could leave it too.
And no, cut it out if you want to. Leave it if you want to, but.
Okay, good. I'm glad you brought it up. I should have told you I don't cut it.
Hey, I like that. Because that's my energy. That's my energy, period.
Yeah, I should have told you.
Just when you watch it, please tell me what you feel about it. Because I just said, like, damn, another one bites the dust. As in, like, does, you know. Yeah. But yeah. She's probably off fucking somebody else real quick. I'm not that dumb. Dude. I'm like, and that's why.
I don't know if you want to speak on this yet, but like,
if you want to get back on the topics or whatever, or if you want to mention new topics, please.
I wanted to ask you this though, if you don't mind. What are your prospects of new puss right now? Are they? Do you have some laid out already? Or are you like, maybe you don't want to say it because?
Honestly, I don't. I'm not chasing, I'll cheers to that.
There you go.
I'm a shot to that.
I'm gonna head to Pepe's when we're done with this because I don't know. You work Fridays and Saturdays, right?
I do. I can go tonight.
I was gonna say I'm trying to bang Shelly. She's pregnant right now, but like I'm trying to put in my work. So she is fine as fuck.
Yeah.
And she knows I told her already.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's a feisty bitch, dude. Yeah, that part. I knew
you know what you were gonna say. She told me to shut the fuck up the first day I was there.
Damn.
I said something stupid and she was like, "You think you're funny, but you're not. Maybe just shut the fuck up."
And walked away.
And I was ooh. Fire.
So what had happened was I had been working for that establishment. Well, like not that specific bar, yeah, but I started off over at Pub and Grub.
Pub and Grub, yeah.
And now that I'm living where I'm living near Riverside, she was like, "Well, hey, here." And there were some other things in between. So long story short, all those security guards over there have a guard card. I used to have a guard card, but when I got in trouble several years ago, you know, me trying to get my guard card now is hindering what is on that background.
Right.
But I'm trying to get it expunged. So I'm not embarrassed even to say it. I'm not embarrassed to say it at all. I was about to pull the papers, but the papers are in my truck. So I went to jail 8 years ago. And that's what I was telling you.
We're jail friendly on this podcast, dude. We're jail friendly.
Cool. And that's what my uncle is about to be on my shit. And he used to be a captain. He retired as a captain. But long story short, I went to jail for possession of marijuana.
It's the dumbest charge ever.
But I had over 2.5 pounds.
Doesn't matter. It's free.
About 3 pounds.
And how ridiculous is that it's legal now? And you had a charge on that now. And now it's like,
well, back in 2015, that shit was
no shit.
That was like, a lot.
Dumb.
That was a lot.
Don't you think that any
and kind they of gave weed... me and they gave me manufacturing butane hash oil
charges. Okay, still.
But I was making wax. Shit that we smoked dabs and shit with, mm-hmm. I was making that. And mm-hmm. I found out about that shit back in 2012. He's an empire of this. I wish I would have started this podcast a decade ago.
I know,
because too. I would have ran it. I'd be showing you a lot of people that are famous people.
Yeah,
that I've come across,
and they've been on your pod.
Willie Nelson, fucking damn. Burner. No, Willie out there in the fucking Tri-County area, Humboldt, Mendocino. Like, I used to go to. I worked at. Well, I had a great opportunity to get on with Reggae on the River years ago.
I'm not familiar.
So Reggae on the River is a reggae little thing. Look it up, and I'll send it over to you.
We'll put a clip here.
So it's basically a little small thing for, you know, the reggae artists in the Northern Cal area to go out and you know, listen to these artists. You know, these
what
artists.
What city is it?
It was in Mendocino at the time.
Oh, Mendocino, okay.
Yes. Reggae.
I was up in Fresno for a while, so I was
So I'll send it over to you right now. It was in Humboldt County.
Yeah.
And I got the opportunity to basically do security. And that's how I originally found out.
Yeah.
And I ran into Willie Nelson. I'm like,
yeah, that's cool.
I'm like, wait, what? And I had a fucking good camera at the time. I think the phone at the time I had was like a Razor. Yeah. But I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it now. And I ran into Burner as well. He's a rap artist through a connect that was growing weed for him, I guess, but selling me weed.
Yeah.
There's a rap artist. Are you a marijuana like endure?
I got bad lungs, so I got to do edibles.
Hey, edibles are fire too. Did you get that text chronic, about Reggae on the River?
No, but I get chronic. I get chronic emphysema, chronic bronchitis.
Yes,
that's what my doctor calls it.
So this gentleman that I'm telling you about, have you heard of Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa, the rapper. Mm-hmm. Wiz Khalifa signed this guy named Burner. I knew this guy before he was even signed. He was going to one of these guys on the outskirts and getting weed. And I knew the guy. I knew the kid's son.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm getting weed from. I'm like, I look at this guy. I'm like, who is that? He's like, Burner.
He's making money already.
He was like a Bay Area rapper at the time.
Yeah.
Well, he still is, but he was like a high one of those Bay Area rappers.
In the area, he's big.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? So I'm basically what I'm saying is like I've come across certain great men, and like the guy that showed me how to make wax and I hate to get off topic, but the thing was a gentleman that like showed me from like Humboldt County how to make wax. And I met him over at like Reggae on the River and shit. He's just one of those just out there in the world.
Yeah.
And the only way I wish I would have recorded it. He showed me how to grow weed. He showed me how, like the weed Bible. He showed me the weed Bible. He taught me everything, how to make wax and everything. Like one day I walked into his garage and he was like, I was going up to his house and I used to do landscaping on his house. And he was like, hey, if you come into my house, because I used to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Marlboro Reds. And he was like, hey, if you come up smoking a cigarette, I would appreciate it if you don't. And he said it respectfully. I would appreciate it if you don't have one lit. Let me know when you want to smoke. So I go into his garage. He has this shit fucking like a little fucking like it was like nicely set up, a setup so he can make wax. But he had already smoked me out on some shit, and he had told me, he was like, it's called earwax.
That's a pretty good name for wax.
And I was like, wait, what? Like out of the ear? You know me being high out of the ear. Say, yeah. And he showed me everything about the, like, the tripods and the weed.
Was that
and...
the first time you ever saw wax?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's yes. When you first see it. And you're like,
and now when I went to jail and got out, I only did a month and a half. I only did a month in jail. Not even a month and a half. I did a month in jail. And thank God I got let out on my own recalculants. No snitching or whatever. Somebody told on me, and that's why I went to jail. But I got out in 3.5, 4 weeks. And I got the opportunity to change my life around. And that's why I do the HVAC shit now. Because yeah. I had great family that allowed me to set a goal and set a pace to what I want to do.
Yeah.
Years in advance.
That's cool.
And but I like I was telling a gentleman tonight, if I do think about getting back into the industry, I want to be back in the industry when I want to do it legally.
You want to do manufacturing?
Hey, shit, if it gets to that point, hey.
Because
I bet the person that started off Ritalin and fucking Adderall didn't think they were going to be manufacturing when they started off.
No.
But is Ritalin and Adderall good for you?
No, it's meth. Adderall's meth.
It's cocaine.
100% it's meth.
In my eyes, I feel like it's cocaine. Like Adderall. Yeah. It makes you stay up, study, focus.
But it's literally a meth amphetamine.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like how they give these pharmaceuticals away.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how weed should be. And the person that is the distributor or the supplier of that needs to get paid. Yeah. Like Ritalin or Adderall, like the people of that.
I guarantee you there's a strand that would give people energy the way that Adderall does that would be less intrusive of their mental thinking, because methamphetamines will fuck your brain up over the long term.
It's chemical base.
Yeah.
It's chemical base. And yeah. when I thought about, when I go back to a couple weeks ago or several weeks ago when I had the life sesh, if you go to my podcast and life sesh with Jeb,
mm-hmm.
He was telling me, he was like, any of that chemical imbalance shit that you're doing, cut it out.
Yeah.
Whether it's cocaine, methamphetamines, or whatever, cut it out. And I'm like, wait, what? He's like, it fucked me up.
It
fucked me up in the long run. Yeah. You know, you watch these Wolf of Wall Street movies, and you hear this guy, he's like, bah, 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 pump on his chest, but talking about cocaine. And then you see what the Wolf of Wall Street... It leads you into that. That's that life. You got to live.
Resets your synapses. So you always have to be at that level or you don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
Because you're not firing at that level anymore without that substance, then you're low.
Yeah.
And if you weren't ever exposed to that or regulated by that, you would feel fine.
Yes.
But because you're not escalated, like you had trained your brain to be, now you're not firing at those synapse levels. Now you feel down.
So what I'm trying to tell you, I had a problem with Adderall and cocaine for a minute because it was accessible. Adderall was easy to get, you know, and it obviously made me, well, with working in the bar scene, Adderall and cocaine go, it's like an ocean.
Yeah.
It's hand in hand.
It's gotta be.
I was given a lot of that shit and it made me submerge a lot of shit. But at the end of the day, like I said, you have to have, I don't think we said it earlier, but you have to have I said it earlier to my new ex-girlfriend, you have to have a hustle. As of today, you have to have a hustle and ambition when it comes to having a hustle, because no matter what we come across as men and women, we're going to deal with problems, but we still have to get past it. We can't just like be so submerged in what's about to take us down when we have so much to come up from. But a long story short, I was given a lot of that shit in the time of the need of when I was handling like mental issues of my mom passing away or going through because I've been working two jobs for the past year and a half, 2 years, and when she was going through her, when I first found out about her pancreatic cancer, it was the end of 2020. I think at the end of 2020. End of 2020.
So you had to go and through the whole pandemic, and then
we had to go. I had to get fucking tested every time I went out to go see her. Yeah. And I went out every month.
Yeah.
So, it was just like, I can't stop going. Adderall makes you feel like you're a robot. Like you're invincible. I shouldn't say robot, like a, what's that movie? Not Terminator. RoboCop. You feel like a RoboCop. Like,
yeah.
Like you're not going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I'm not trying to get too off topic. I think I was saying about this gentleman that was telling me this shit a few weeks ago. He was like, just understand where you're at and understand where you're going and understand where your ability and where you're at, Alfonso, because you have a lot. And that shit right. will just submerge you if you continue doing it. Yeah. You know? So, 100%. Shit. I enjoy smoking weed. I enjoy drinking, but I try not to allow those pharmaceuticals to like really get me down. And that's really what I was getting at. And right. if I have any opportunity to start off a clinic or anything for myself, it'll be a clinic that will provide medical marijuana to cancer patients. One, because my mom was a cancer patient. Yeah. And then to anybody in need in medical, you know, because you find these kids that need CBD. You know, I even want to start off a merchandise company with hemp clothing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So I believe in the marijuana industry, and I highly love this shit, but I understand where I have to play my part as an American and as a Black American in this world. And do something else besides just grow weed and smoke weed all the time. You know,
it is a little stereotypical if you're looking at it from a racist, white, entitled position, you'll be like, of course the Black man's getting into weed. Of course. You know what I mean? Like, cause that's how those fuckers think. But, yeah. But whatever. Fuck them.
Well,
who cares?
That shit was brought into this. Well, like I can't wait to get my uncle on my podcast. I want to really network more with you, because I have an uncle. This motherfucker has his brain is ready to explode. And when I saw him last night,
does like stories and stories or what?
Well, he grew up in a he's 70, like mid-70s. So he grew up in a time where racism was racism.
Yeah, for real.
And then when he came out to California, he was like, he understood that racism from where he came from the South, wasn't as harsh in California, but there was still racism. You know how you see some of these movies and they're like, California, we want to go to California.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was still racism still in California.
There were still two fountains.
And still to this day, he'll probably tell you there's still some form and fashions of racism going on in this world. And
California was different because they had bars that Black people could go to, but they weren't the white, but they went to white bars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then there was like what do they used to like the answer for a long time for racism was separate but equal.
Yeah.
Which is still racist.
Yeah.
Let's keep them separate. Like they have the same shit. It's cool. Hey, look, we're giving them the same shit. It's just not our shit.
So let me blow your mind with this. What was your whole fact on the BLM guy that started off Black Lives Matter?
I thought it was a woman.
Did you hear about the guy? He got tased several times and he was killed off of being tased.
Oh, this is a news story.
Well, I shouldn't say new, but it's recent.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that.
And I just had this conversation. My apologies.
Tell me. I know. I was thrown off because I was always under the impression that BLM was started by a woman. But maybe there was a team. Maybe there was a team.
It was like an organization.
Yeah, yeah. I think it still is an organization, right?
It still is.
Yeah.
And like I was talking to my uncle about it last night, this organization happened. Do you remember when it actually like arose, like came, like put it like publicly announced?
I remember when they were, I remember friends texting me to go to LA to be in marches.
All I gotta say is one name: George Floyd.
Right.
So when George Floyd, you know, that shit happened with George Floyd.
Yeah.
And they showed the videos and all that. Black Lives Matter stepped up.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. And I'm not lying. They stepped up.
Right.
Black Lives Matter was happening. And George Floyd happened in the middle, damn near, of the pandemic, which is 2020, right?
Yeah, I remember that for sure.
So Black Lives Matter has been around before 2020.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to lock my doors and close the windows. I don't want to get shot for saying this shit as a black man. But
maybe
Black Lives Matter is a white man's, like a, hey, bro, I was raised like, I understand you, bro. Hate to do this little fucking thing.
That's the part I don't like. White men
that understand who a black man is, or who the black culture is, or who black or African American people are, which, you know, they weren't raised racism and whatever, but they started that shit off, and they had black frontals to take that off.
I can just speak on the fact that I know a lot of white women that were very, very gung-ho. I'm an ally. I'm an ally.
And vocal about it, right?
Yeah, and what's going on is bullshit. And I support Black Lives Matter. And as I hate racism. I'm like, bitch,
the whole time over here,
you don't even suck black dick. Sucking
black men dick.
Yeah, no, some of them didn't. And that pissed me off more. Like, how do you support Black Lives Matter? You don't suck black dick, fucking dumb bitch.
That part. That's what I was like, wait.
That's the worst part.
Black Lives Matter type bitch, and you ain't suck a black dick.
You can at least suck a, you can at least meet us halfway and suck a brown dick.
At least look at it.
Yeah. Meet us halfway and suck a brown dick.
Hey, as long as it ain't white.
Right? All right.
A little tan to it or whatever. Your
boyfriend's fucking pink. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Take that black square off your Instagram profile.
You know,
pink with your pink ass boyfriend.
Can't go
outside because he burns.
No check mark.
Fuck you. If your boyfriend burns in the sunlight because he's too pink, take that black fucking mark off your fucking profile.
Exactly.
Damn, bitch.
But all in all, what I was getting at with that was like, I didn't back that up because one, I just knew it was just an error where these people were gonna say what they needed to say. Yeah, you got your point across, but still it was a mixed message. And that's who I am as a man. Like, I'm not gonna, I think we even talked about it earlier or on the last one. I'm not gonna judge somebody, like we talked about the Andrew Tate. I'm not gonna judge anybody off any allegations or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm gonna judge you off of who you are as a well-being.
Right.
100%. And I've been told I'm a narcissist because I can really judge a person by their well-being.
Does that bother you?
In a way it does. Because
then you're not a narcissist.
Yeah.
But a narcissist wouldn't give a fuck about being called a narcissist.
Bingo. So I guess I am.
You're not.
If I am, I am. But I'd rather live this way and know I have standards and a criteria that needs to be met. Just like
that's
women
fine.
Need to break. Just like women need to work criteria when I meet them. I had a girl when I was out in, you grew up in Huntington, so let's go a little bit up the 10 or up the 5. I was out in San Juan Capistrano not too long ago. This girl goes, hey, what's your name? And she thought it was fine as fuck. So Alfonso, she goes, hey, what's your credit score?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's real.
You didn't even tell me what your name was. I had asked somebody when I said, bitch, I'm not, I walked away. I said, bitch, I walked away. And I told the homeboy, I said, hey, do you believe this girl just asked me for my credit score? He said, yeah, bro, you get these shallow ass bitches out here that would really.
She's not going to fuck with anybody that she doesn't want to pre-qualify. So
I have a standard too.
Yeah, exactly. It's fair. 100% fair. It's like the old part in Swingers. Remember that movie Swingers with Jon Favreau back in the day and Vince Vaughn?
Okay.
They go to this Hollywood party and they're talking to these hot chicks. And as soon as Jon Favreau goes up to this hot chick and he's like, hey, hi, what's your name? And she's like, what do you drive? And he's like, what? What do you drive?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, a Cilantro. And she's like, turns away. She's like totally turns away, and he's just like,
yeah,
okay.
She's turned off,
and he just leaves because he fucking drives a Elantra.
Yeah,
but that's real shit.
They judge you.
What do you drive?
They judge you off what you drive, what how you dressed.
And you know what? I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't hate it because guess what I do? Every time I see, I don't like
the exact same shit.
I don't like those tits. I don't like your nose looks weird. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't say it to their face, but I go, oh, your nose is weird. Your eyes are too close.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I'll do that. I'll do that. And then I go.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know how I kind of like specified it? It was just like nails. If you're going to, you know, open toes, you better have some good. You better not have no bunions.
There was nothing worse than a woman who walks around with sandals, open toe sandals, with busted ass feet and bunions. Nasty toes. She hasn't had a pedicure in like 6 months, and she's walking around in public with her fucking sandals open.
So my homeboy tells me this story. He's out there in Texas. I'm not gonna say which area of Texas, but he said this bitch is bad, dog.
Yeah.
He said he got her number or her IG.
Yeah.
And he's over here fascinated off her IG, like fascinated.
Yeah.
He said, gorgeous, tell me something gorgeous that you're embarrassed about. Huh. The bitch goes, I have a bunion.
What?
Bad as hell, but you got a bunion. I don't care. Woo!
That shit can get taken care of though. You get taken care of.
Wait. You can have a good job. You can have your own car.
Mm-hmm.
No kids. Your own place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but if you got that,
you're out. You're done.
How do you not take care of your feet?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I got Barney Rubble feet, so I can't talk about my feet, but like, I'm a man, so I feel like I get a pass.
But this bitch out here helping
Fred Flintstone
run the motherfucking car around?
I got to climb rocks to hunt fucking alligators and shit because I'm a man. So I got a pass, dude.
Hey,
I got a fucking...
Even me... Well, no offense, even me as a man, I don't have bad feet. I don't.
That's good. That's good.
I don't. I prefer to have... Well, because I see these foot fungus, like these foot fungus like commercials. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is that? And no, I didn't heard of people that can't get foot fungus or even when I was younger, like 18, 19, there was an owner of this furniture store.
This is what I take right now because my fucking toenail fungus.
Oh,
I take
shit.
One every day. I take one every day.
Yeah.
And I got to get my blood tested every month because it fucks with your liver.
That's crazy that we mentioned that.
And I fucking got to take it every, I got to get my blood tested every month so they can fix my fucking toenail fungus.
I don't whatever. Know. Whatever. I go off that Warren Buffett state. That Warren Buffett saying, "Health is wealth."
Yeah. Well, for a long time, they were like, the doctors were like, "Oh, you're drunk, so don't take it because it fucks with your liver." Then finally, I found a doctor. He was like, "Doesn't fuck with it that much. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Give it to me."
So
finally, I got it.
No, apology. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My bad. No, I was saying, finally, I got the medicine. I mean, because I do care. Like, I don't want to fucking. I mean, I say I don't care because I'm a man, but like, I do want to. I want to get into a shower with a girl and be her not be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Should we do another podcast?
Yeah, we'll wrap this one up.
Yes, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this one up.
You want to do another one?
We'll do another one in a couple weeks.
No, let's do it now.
Do it now.
Let's wrap this up. Hey, time is nothing. It's 7:30. Let's do another one.
Time
I want to get
time.
More depth than what you're about to talk about.
My time is money, and my time is...
Hey, baby, this is going to be a good one.
I got to go.
You don't think it's not?
No, I think it would be, but I got to go.
What do you got to do, Joe?
I'm going to fucking Pepe's right now.
Don't make me come meet your ass at Pepe's.
Dude, my leisure time is as precious as my work time.
Those bitches ain't worth nothing, dog.
No. It's about me having fun, buddy.
I know.
I've been at this desk for 10 hours right now.
I believe you. Should I come meet you?
I'm popping off. Come over.
Should I come meet you? Because I've already had this shot. You just saw the shot. Like, I want you to have this in the thing, but
coming out.
I enjoy this. If we gotta do this more, listen, do this more. I really fucking enjoy this. You make me take the out of the
That's good. I like that. I like that.
If you send me this video and I can put this on my shit, I say a lot of I criticize myself. If I'm gonna criticize somebody else, I'm gonna criticize myself first. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna point out my flaws and my mistakes first, and I'm gonna try to work on them, no matter what it is.
I get it,
brother. You know, and if we close this off with this for tonight, I'm gonna come see you at 7:30. I'm gonna come see you tonight. I gotta get some gas though.
I gotta shower. I, like I said, I'm literally.
I just showered.
My balls. I literally have been at this desk for 10 hours.
Man, I can dip my balls in the bitch's mouth and she'd be like, "Damn, I can taste the soap off them shits."
Smells like Irish Spring over here.
Yeah, real shit. I'm afraid to leave because my ex bitch just left. But hey, I might just.
Dude, if she hurts you tonight, we know what happened, dude. We have record.
Nah, she ain't gonna hurt me tonight. We got evidence right here. And yeah. I like the first part of our video, and I'm glad this is the second part. I hope to do this again with you. Thank you, sir, for having me on your podcast. And
ain't no problem, bud.
We're gonna wrap it for tonight, y'all. Thank you.
We'll do your podcast one more time and your handle for Instagram.
So it's Mr. Mosby 05. On Instagram or any of the social media platforms, or Alfonso Mosby, and then Session Mr. Mosby on YouTube. Mr. Mosby podcast.
Listen to that. Also, listen to the Gozinias on my channel, on my YouTube channel. We have a separate area for Gozini music. Watch Amber Sunrise. It's a full movie. Order my book, Drunken Ramblings. Suck it easy and fry balls, everybody. Have a good one. Peace. Rip up, 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 rip up